not the beginning. Okay, good morning. We are Masechet Zvachim in Daf. Oh, wow, we're in Daf Pei. Oh, that's enough stuff. Daf Pei. We're going to go back quickly on Ayin Tet Amud Bet. A few lines in the Mishnah here. We had Mishnah spoke about Dam Tmimim mixed up with Dam Mum, and then we had Kos Bekosot, right? So we had there Kos Bekosot. If you look at Rashi, let's look at the Rashi from the beginning of the Mishnah there. Dam Tmimim Dam Bale Amam. Milta Deshchichahi VeYishpoch Lamas. Rashi says it's a common occurrence. This idea in the Beit HaMikdash of having dam of a mum mixed up with a dam of a tamimim. I suppose you can imagine, right? There's lots of korbanot there, and a lot of them get mumim, and they become pasul. He says, Davar miltash v'yishmok la'ama. Gzeira, why did the Chachamim say there, yishafech la'ama? And there's no machloket tanaim here. He says, Gzeira, shema lo yarbe ala v'yachshiruhu. You see that? There might not be enough of the kosher blood, and we end up making it, we end up doing the avoda with a mixture of blood where there's too much dam of mumim as opposed to dam of tahorim. The next line is nitaref kos shel dam ba'ale mumim. That's what was missing from our Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah says kos bekosot. Right, so Rashi explains the kos, what do you mean kos bekosot? With a kos of a ba'ale mum with a kos of a ksheirim. Ve'eno nika, we don't know which is which. Now we can understand why which is which because the blood's all sitting in the cups. And after we've collected the blood and we've done the kibul, we then discover that the animal's a mum. And now we've got the blood, we're not sure which is which. So actually, the Rashi makes a lot of sense. I mean, it always makes sense. It's like puts the Mishnah into perspective. Okay, then, Dam Vinatin Lamata. Right now, okay, skip now the Rashi to Atachtonim Lamala. He said there, the third last line of the Mishnah says, Veroya ni, remember that we had over here, we had a case, where you had the Nitanin Lamata Shravu Bitzil Lamata. We had blood which should be on the top of the Sikra to mix with blood from the bottom of the Sikra. I mean, they said, do it all above. Veroya ni et atachtonim milamalan kiluhei mayim v'yachzo v'iten lamata. So, do it all above. Then you're going to sprinkle stuff up at the bottom. We're going to see the bottom blood, which is upstairs, we regard as water, we say ignored it, right? And then we're going to redo the blood at the bottom. Right, look at Rashi there. Roy ani otan kilu ma'in umipnei she mitzvah. Yes, this is the real reason I want to read this Rashi. This is important. Umipnei she mitzvah lahakdim elyonim letachtonim. We haven't seen it before, I don't think. There's a mitzvah to do the... If you got a chatat and an ola, for example, you stop with a chatat. There's a mitzvah to do the blood, the avodah lemala, before you work your way down.
It's an animal.
If it's the animal. Right, if it was a bird, it's the other way around. So you do the order first. Shkoach. Okay, that's good. Right. Always you do the blood at the top. That's a good point. Right, always you do the blood at the top first. Later we'll see on Daf Pei Tet. Sheyehu kol achataot kodmot lolot. Okay, now we'd have to put in Robert's amendment when you talk about animals. Okay, because we know that the ola of a bird comes first. Okay. Yiten lemala, and then we go back. Kachamim omrim. So we say, Yiten lemala, right? We say lemala tchila, v'achak lemata, unetina mata. And look what's going on over here. This is also important. So when we do with a korban of a chatat, remember, we do the blood on the top, but then we bring the left of the blood and we pour it into the what do you call it?
Yesod.
The yesod, right? There's the yesod, right? We pour the blood, shvichat shiram, into the yesod. So that is what completes the avoda. So that's what he's saying over here. Look here, when he says over here, yiten lemala, tchila, v'achakach lemata, u'netinat mata, when you do the blood at the bottom, it's not helping you for the ola, because the ola you've got to redo. Remember, he says you redo it. Right? V'yachzor v'yitain. But he says over here, ta'alelo l'shvichat shiraim shel chatat. Ule hitchil matanot ola. So that's like almost like the beginning of the process. So you got to bring blood down at the bottom anyhow, even with the chatat blood. So it's all mixed up now. You started at the top, you bring to the bottom, and now bring to the bottom the shvichat shiraim anyhow is the culmination of the chatat offering. I think it'll come a little bit more clearer today. And then Chachamim said, yishafech la'ama. They say you chuck it out, you don't use it. Why? Delait lehu ro'in. They don't have this concept of ro'in. Now, the ro'in here is different to the ro'in we had the other day. Remember, ro'in the other day was when we turned a min b'mino into min b'shenamino. Here, the ro'in here refers to, Rabbi Eliezer says, v'ro'e ani et ha'tachtonim milamalan kilohem mayim. That's what he means when they say Chachamim don't have that. Chachamim don't have that concept of ro'in. They don't have a situation where they can say blood, you just regard it as water. Right? So he says, yeah. Yishavech la'ma letrin ro'in ve'ein meshanin betachtonim bishvil ha'chshir olim. You don't make a change in the bottom bloods just so you can machshir the top ones. They say, no, chuck it all out and start again. And b'chol, they also agree v'im ro'nim lach v'natan kasher ha'elyon why daha nitan mimenu la'ma'ala. It was meant to be done at the top, did it at the top. So the top ones will be good. Okay, now we get on to the rest of the Mishnah. Now, anitanin b'matana achad. Now you've got blood that's mixed up with certain bloods, which only have to have one matana. Now, remember, it's also worthwhile doing chazorah. We learned already that all korbanot that are done outside in the mizbeach hachitzon, b'di'eved or yotzeh with one kapara. Remember, it was only that inside the heichal, there it was ma'akev. Remember that. It says, yeah, halitam matana achat. So bloods that only need one matana, like, says Rashi, yeah, b'chor, that gets mixed up with the odam of a maaser, right? There were two types of korban, which only need one matana, for example, a b'chor or a maaser, right? Bein b'kalu, bein b'kos, Rashi, whether they together or in separate cups, doesn't make a difference. The Mishnah says, yinatnu b'matana achat, you give one matana, right? Look at the Rashi there. Kesalka datach, right? Whenever Rashi says kesalka datach, it means it's the hava amina. This is what we think. We're going to realize often it's not really the case. But the moment we think the hava amina is, what we think at the moment is, that we're saying that there's bila. Bila means that they're mixed up nicely. Okay, that they're mixed up. And we work on the assumption that even though I've got one cup mixed up with two bloods inside it, they're mixed up so well that when I come to do the matana, the blood from both of them come out. Well, that's the idea of it, yeah? If they're in separate cups, then we have to worry about billah because then it's obvious, right? If we get two cups, did a matana from matana from them, we definitely did a matana from each one. Okay, but the real chidush avia or the hava amina of the is when they mixed up into one cup. Okay, matan arba. Now, if there's a blood like a khatat, for example, which has to have four matanot, right, or a shlamim, matan arba. So look at Rashi. No, sorry, that's a matan arba, like a khatat and an olalitz. No, khatat. What else is four? An asham. But the chatat, what else does, what korban needs four matanot? The chatat needs four individual ones with your finger on the karnayim. Rashi here says, matan arba, kamo dam ola bedam shlamim, o bedam asham, shishneim tonim, shneim matanot shen arba, shneim tachtonim. Okay, here he says, arba, Rashi includes arba here as two, which is four. It's not just the four like the chatat, which is independently one, two, three, four. Even the Ola and the Shlamim, you do two, remember, on each side, on the south western corner, and the north was the northeastern corner. Remember that? Opposite one another. We had them both there because you had to opposite the Yasod. Remember, we had the Yasod. Isn't the Yasod on the south, on the south eastern corner? Right. So it says, yeah, if you do those, you do four. That's not a problem. And then what? No, this is north, this is south. On the southeast, there's no yesod, remember? So you do on the southwest and the north and the northeast and the north, the southwest and the northeast. Then matan arba matana achat. Now, if you got blood mixed up, it's one like a bechor, for example, you should only have one matana, and a chatat or an ola, we should have had four matanot. Look at Rashi. Matan arba matana achat. Go and dam ola be bechor. Right, so now we've got a little bit of a difference here. There's Romer, Yinatnu, B'matan Arba. Right, do four. Right, look at Rashi. V'ro'e ha-matanot ha-yeterot, ha-nitanot midam ha-bechor, kilu en mayim. V'ein ze b'bal tosif. Remember, Rabbi Eliezer was the one who said ro'in. Remember, he says we can assume that the blood we're doing is actually like water. We don't get any status. So do four matanot. On a bechor, I do one. There's a case of Baal Tosif, you add in when you shouldn't have to add. Ignore it. There's extra four for the Bechor or water. But at least for the Ola, or for the Chatat, you've been Yotze. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, Rabbi Yeshua may yinachdu matana achat, only give one matana. Look at Rashi. Mishum bal tosif, so he says over here, right, bishvil bal tosif, videi ola yotze, v'yatze, and for the ola yibin yotze, why? The chol anitanin la mizbeach achitzon shnatana matana achat kiper. Remember we said that. That one, lech b'nevet yotze, even if you only did one. So do one, don't be over on bal tosif, and the b'chor, you only had to do one. The ola, you should have done four, but if you did one, you yotze. So therefore, be yotze and don't get involved in giving extra ones. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, he said, what are you talking about? Rehu vera bal tigra. So you worried about over bal tosif. I'm worried about bal tigra. The too few for the ola. Amar le Rabbi Yeshua, harehu vera bal tosif. But if you do your way, do over bal tosif. Rabbi Yehuda says, lo nemar bal tosif. Rabbi Yehuda says, wait a second. When do you worry about bal tosif? Ele keshu ba'atzmo. Bal tosif is a chiddush here, he tells us. And when are you over on bal tosif? You know bal tosif is, right? That you're the mitzvah to do one and you do four. Like if you put on two pairs of, if you, I don't know, if you take two lulavim or whatever, or five tzitzit, whatever the case is, right? So he says, you only over on bal tosif keshuhu ba'atzmo, if it's on its own. If you had the blood of a bechor and you sprinkled the blood of a bechor four times, you're over on bal tosif. But since the blood of the bechor is mixed up with the blood of the ola, you aren't over on bal tosif, says Rabbi Eliezer. Says what? No, it's not called you. No, you're never allowed to do Mehudar Yoter. You aren't doing it, it's not called Yoter. What he's saying is that inside over here there's a dam of Ola. And the Ola was meant to be four times. So that you're doing. Ah, the Bechor only meant to be one. That's not called Baal Tosif. Because Rabbi Lezer says, I'm doing the mitzvah Kedarka for Ola. Ah, he has Roy, remember? He hasn't got a problem anyhow to begin with. So he has a way. But that never be. Hidur is, that's Baal Tosif. If you decide that you only want to do four, and I want to do five because I want to be Mahadir, that's Baal Tosif, that's an Avera. Right? So he says to Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Lo Nimar Baal Tigra, Elekeshu Ba'atzmo. So same thing. You tell me Baal Tosif isn't a problem. I'll tell you Baal Tigra isn't a problem. If it was a Ola and I did one, that would be Baal Tigra. But if I've got a Bechor, that's not Baal Tigra. V'od Amar Rabbi Yeshua, which is more than that, Rabbi Yeshua, Keshe Natata Avarta Baal Tosif. He says, and more so, he says, rather than get into the problem of Baal Tigra, because Baal Tosif, you did it with your hands, but you did a Maase. Keshelonatat, when you never did it, so you might have over a Baal Tigra, avalos de Maase Beyadecha, don't do anything. It's a case of Sheva Altase, right? It would rather sit down, don't do anything, and don't get into problems, than get into problems. Okay, that's the Mishnah. All right, let's go. Amar Rabbi Lazar. So now, the Gemara says like this, Amar Rabbi Lazar. If you look quickly, the Masorah Shas, the Bet, sends us to Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. So that already puts you into context of what's going on over here. On Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, if you remember, we had, if you look, it's almost in the middle. You can see there's a nice way to check things on a contra basis, right? The Masorah Shas over here, the Bet, sends us to Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. If you go to Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, look Masorah Shas for Daf Pei, right? And you find the Pei over here. So you see there, pay is a dalit. Then you look for the dalit over here, and you find the dalit. And the dalit says, Rabbi Eliezer lo hitir. Okay, so this is Amar Rabbi Elazar. Lo hitir Rabbi Eliezer el shnayim shnayim. So that's how you can find what's going on in the same place. And what were we speaking about over here? Remember, here we spoke about if you had animals mixed up. You had the last animals, and you can only do two at a time. Shech two, take out two out of the ten, remember? Because at any given time, at least one, we assume one was mixed up, one was a bad one, mixed up with 10 good ones. Take out two. And now you know that at least one of them is a matir one. And then you say, Migo, this is muta, this one also muta. Remember we had that stick in the Adalit? Now remember that? That was where we had the whole case of Parshu. And then that was the Apos Rabbah. That was the source we had there of called the Parish Brewer Parish. That was that Sugya. So he says the same thing over here. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Lo hichshir Rabbi Eliezer el shnayim shnayim, aval echad echad lo. Right, so what he's saying over here, Rabbi Lazar, saying just like Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer with the two animals, if they mixed up into two, so too here with the cups of blood. You can't take a cup of blood. You got to do two cups of blood at a time. Okay, the same idea. So we're always dealing with at least one cup is a good cup. You with me? Right. So now that's what Rabbi Lazar tells us. So Mativ Rav Dimi, v'chachamim omrim, afilu korban, he brings a brighter here, Rav Dimi, right? Which I think is actually our Mishnah over there. וחכמים אומרים, אפילו קירבו כולן, חוץ מאחד מהן, ישפך לעמה. So he says, what's going on? How are you telling me two, two? Chachamim, they say that if there's one left over, you've got to throw it into the Amma, right? So obviously we're speaking about ones. Rabbi Eliezer says one, and Rabbi Chachamim say one. You say Rabbi Eliezer says two, but Chachamim says one. Does it make sense? The other talking about twos, talking about ones. So Amar le Rabbi Yaakov, le Rabbi Amir Batachlifa, Azberach. I'll explain to you what's going on over here. My Echad, when Chachamim said that even if one is left over, you've got to throw it away, what was that one? Zug Echad. So we're back to the same story, about speaking about one. Once Rabbi Eliezer said, he says two, Chachamim said one, they mean one zug, which is two. So we've got a problem, no steer in the language, we're all speaking about the same, we're all on board. So now the Gemara asks the obvious question. So if it's the same machloket over here, between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim, and the same machloket as there, why do we need both machlokot, right? So the Gemara says, that's the question implicit. The Gemara says, no, tshricha, we need them both. Look, Rashi actually laid it out very nicely. Rashi says, v'tshricha, Liflugei betravai. We have to argue on both of them. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbanan, Bebalei Mumin, Evarim, Evarim, Vekosot, Bekosot. There Rabbi Eliezer spoke about, okay, what animals was Evarim. Sorry, I got mixed up. And here it's Kosot, Kosot, the same idea. Right? And why do we need both Machlokot? Dei itmar baha. If you just speak about Evarim. Now look at the Rashi, Dibur Amat, who says, Dei ashminan be'Evarim. Rashi doesn't say baha. Rashi's got Evarim, right? So we don't just speak about. If you say, talk about Evarim, which is the Machloket over there on Ayin Dalet, right? So then baha. On that one, look at Rashi. Bahi ka'ama Rabbi Eliezer yakrivu. There Rabbi said you can makriv them. Why? Mishum de'it avid kaparato behechsher. Because there's no problem. When you did the kapara, you did a behechsher. You took two at a time, and you took two, and then your ikar kapara is, but you already done the kapara. The kapara, which was the blood, was done already behechsher. When did the mix-up arise? The mix-up arose only now. But with the Evarim, with the pieces of meat. But at the time of throwing of the blood, was there a problem? Was there a mix-up? No. Right with me? So the kapara was the perfect kapara. So we've done the kapara, now burn the animals. But here, when we got the blood, we're already at the early beginning process. Here Rabbi Eliezer would say no. But Bahakam Rabbi Eliezer, Mishul about Baha, Ema Modi Layla Rabban, say, you know what, Rabban, you're right. When the blood was done properly and you got an animal problem, burn the meat. But when the blood is your problem, stop. That's what we might have thought. V'i'it mar baha, and if we'd have the machloket only here with regards to the blood, baha ka'amrei Rabbanan. We'd say Rabbanan only cholek over here with Rabbi Eliezer because it's the kapara stage. Val baha, but there where the kapara stage had been done, ema modu le Rabbi Eliezer. That's how they would agree with Rabbi Eliezer. Therefore, tshricha, we need them both. Okay, it's a very good one there, right? Because they're different stages of the korban, right, of the process. Okay. The Gemara goes on, Tnan Hatam, right? We had over there, where's that Tnan Hatam? It comes from a Gemara in Para. It's a Mishnah in Para, right? Tzluchit. Okay, so we've got a tzluchit, right? Like a bowl or something, right? Shenaflu letocha mayim kol shehu. That a bit of water, a flask. Okay, thank you. Right? That a bit of water has fallen into it. Look at Rashi there, tzluchit. Shel mechatat hamukdashin. So you've got this jug here of mechatat, right? Of paraduma water. And then a bit of water that's not mekudashin, regular water falls into it. Now, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yazeh Shtei Hazaot. Rabbi Eliezer says what? You can use it, but do two Hazaot. I actually think we've seen this Gemara before, you know that. I think we've actually learned it before. Mem Aleph. I don't know why it seems to be familiar to me this. Do two Hazaot. The Chachamim Postin. Chachamim says Pasul. Look at Rashi quickly. Rabbi Eliezer says Shtei Hazaot. Haba lahazot mehen ala tameh yazeh shtayim v'taher. And it works perfectly. And Chachamim say pasu. Like one says that, like we're trying to understand now each side of the machloket. Now remember we had in our Mishnah, we saw the Rashi this morning, the notion of bila. Right? Remember? Of mixing up. Bila means it's mixed up very, very well. The question is there bila? Isn't there bila? And we're going to have three issues over here. I made a bit of a chart here to myself to try and understand. I've now got clever. I've now looked ahead and there wasn't any other charts. I don't know, maybe the English one is a chart, by the way. Just look forward. Have you got any charts?
No.
Okay, all right. We're going to have a four-way machloket over here in a second between Reish Lakish, Rava, and Rav Ashi, answering this issue of Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim here. Whether three considerations that are going to take place here. Do we say bila? Okay, that the water is mixed up very nicely. Do we say that when it comes to Hazaa, right, during the sprinkling on a tamei, there has to be a certain shiur, or is it any amount of water whatsoever? And then we're going to see now, remember, Rabbi Eliezer says that you need to do two hazaot. Why do we need two at the going to Rabbi Eliezer? So the possibility is going to be either because the water was mixed up, and we're not sure, we want to make sure this way, that it wasn't mixed up properly, you make sure that you're going to get water from at least kosher water. The second answer is going to be maybe it's a knas, remember we saw it before, that you shouldn't get any hana'a from the fact that the water was diluted with non-kadosh water and you'd have more water to stay. Remember, we saw that concept before. And the third one must be because of a safek in case the word didn't work. Okay, so we'll see that's all going to take place now. So now, Rabbi Eliezer says that you can use the water, and Chachamim say the water is pasul. Okay? So the Gemara says like this. Bishlom Rabbanan, we understand Rabbanan's philosophy here, that the water is pasul. Right? Why is it pasul? Savre yesh bila, because Chachamim on the one hand say that there is bila, in other words, the waters do get mixed up, but they also say hazaat shricha shiur, that you need a particular shiur when it comes to hazaat. You can't just use any amount of water. Ve'ein mitstarfin lahazaot. And they say as follows. And if we need a shiur, you need a shiur in the actual one splash. You can't, let's say you need, for example, I don't know, 10 milliliters of hazaat. You can't do 5 and 5. In your hazaat, there has to be 5. So Rabbi Eliezer would say now, no, that's why you do 2 hazaot. Why? Because he would say, you know what? Even if he says you need a shiur, he says, so what? You can mix up the shiur. I'll give you now once and once, and we're sure that if I do 10 mils now and 10 mils now, at least in each one there's 5 milliliters of good kosher water. Right? That would be Rabbi Eliezer's philosophy. Right? So Chachamim understand. So the Gemara understands Chachamim. That's why they say, listen, there is bila, but we need a shiur. They don't join. We're not sure now how the water worked here so well. Therefore, it's pasul. And Rabbi Eliezer, my kasava, what is Rabbi Eliezer thinking about? The reason I skipped through Chachamim, because the Gemara is now going to be dealing with Rabbi Eliezer. Because Chachamim is the easy one, right? That's pasul. But Rabbi Eliezer, who says that you can use the water, and it seems, by the way, the halacha seems like Rabbi Chachamim, that's pasul. So it's interesting that the Gemara spends so much time discussing Rabbi Eliezer when he's not even a halachic shita. Okay? But nonetheless. So now look at Rashi here quickly. Ela Rabbi Eliezer. The bechade lo sagia lei ubetarte michshar. One isn't good, and therefore he needs 2. Right? What is he thinking? My kesavar. What Rabbi Eliezer thinking? Right? I kesavar ein bila. If he would hold that there isn't bila. Right? Look at Rashi. Ein somchin al kach de zimnin de lo mivlil bekule. Ki mazish te hazaot. So then how does ki mazish te hazaot? My havi. How does it help us? The 2 hazaot. Dilma. Tarvayu maya kamazi. Maybe in both times that he did the haza'a, he never got the good waters, right? Because he says that there's no bila, remember? If we're assuming now, we're now trying to understand Rabbi Eliezer, we're going to discuss all the possibilities. If we say that he says there's no bila and the water didn't mix up nasty and they aren't mixed up, so how does 2 help us? Maybe in both spots that he gave, the wrong waters came out, okay? Ella, so maybe no. Kesava yesh bila. Maybe say he does say there is bila. It is mixed up nasty. But now, vi kesavar, ein hazat shicha shiur. So now we'll say, you know what? There is bila, but he doesn't need a shiur. See, if he never needed a shiur, so lama li shta hazot. Why did he need 2 hazot? Why did he just do, there is bila, they're all mixed up nasty. Do 1 hazat, no shiur, you got a bit of a mime, etc. Ela kesavar, so we have to conclude from here that Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion, hazat shicha shiur. There is shiur. However, now the question is, do the shiurim mitzaref or not, right? Ve'i kesavar ein mitzaref lahazaot, ki mazish tehazot, may have it. If we say that they don't join, so how does it help me to having 2 hazaot? Ve'i nami mitzarefin lahazaot, and if we're going to say that they do join, mi yemar, dil mele shiura, right? Dil mele shiura. How do you know that the second time you did it, you added enough good water to the first time to arrive at the shiur? Okay, you got it? We've covered all Rabbi Eliezer's possibilities. There is bila, no bila, need a shiur, don't need a shiur. And in all these possibilities, we still understand why does the second hazaa help us. So that's really, we're stuck now. Our question is, what is going on here with regards to Rabbi Eliezer? So we said, maybe he does say bila, or he doesn't say bila, we need shiur, don't need shiur. They meet staref, they don't meet staref. Right? Those are the 6 possibilities which we asked about Rabbi Eliezer with all the different configurations. So Amar Reish Lakish says like this, Lo'olam yesh bila. Rabbi Eliezer says there is bila, and not only is there bila, V'hazaat shicha shir. And hazaat needs a shir. So there is bila, we need a shir. So what's the second hazaat for? There is bila, we need a shir, right? V'hachav maskin, what are we talking about here? Kagon shenit arvu achat ba'achat. It was exactly half-half. In the cup, it was exactly half good water, half bad water, and they mixed up very nicely. And therefore, Abiezer says that they're mixed up properly. Look at Rashi over here. The second wide lines. Not the very wide lines, but the second wide lines of Rashi. Shiravu ba'achat v'achat. Shi'ur haza'a mizu. V'shi'ur haza'a mizu. V'nit arvu. So each one's got the shi'ur of haza'a. So now what have we got? We've got a cup, which has got two shi'urei haza'a. But one is mechatat, and one is not mechatat. That's why you have to have two hazaot. So by the end of the time, you've emptied out the whole cup on him, or the whole jug on him, you've got your complete shiur. Because we're assuming that in the first one, if you use whatever came out, was half of it. When you finished up in the second one, it came out half of it. Okay? Hilchach ki mazesh te hazaot, al korchach, but without any doubt, malele shiur sh'eloha yuhem min apsulin elekresh. Okay, that's the first one. That's the easy one. Right, that is Resh Lakish. Rava Amar, Rava says no. So Rava says he agrees with Resh Lakish that there is bila, that they mix up nicely. However, he argues with him on whether Haza'a needs shiur or not. And Rava says, as far as Rabbi Ezra is concerned, the Haza'a ain't shiur. You don't need a shiur. Ah, so what do we waste our time on the second Haza'a for? We don't need a shiur. There is bila. So on the first Haza'a, we've already been yotze. So what's the second one for? Knasa. Chachamim give a knas. The kantsu Rabbanan. Right, look at Rashi over here. If you look at Rashi, you see where it says there, Rava Amar Lamesh Bila, towards the end of the second wide lines? You see that? Underneath that it says, Shelo Yishtaker Benefilazo Laharbot Ema Bemaim Psulin. You shouldn't get any benefit from it. So you should come slowly adding in waters, maybe Lechatrila. Okay, that's Rava. And Rav Ashi is important because the next Amud, we're going to have, I think, three or four Kashias on Rav 4. The whole Amud, by the way, whole Amud Bet, is all hammering Rav Ashi. Okay, so Resh Lakish gave his answer. He says, Yesh Bila, V'yesh Shiur, and it was equally Echad Achad. Rav said that there is Bila, but no Shiur, and it's a Knas. Right, Rav Ashi, look at Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi Amar, Ain Bila. There's no Bila. As far as Rabbi is concerned, waters don't mix nicely. Yaze shte hazaot. Now we need Rashi over here. Everyone, please, you need Rashi because Rashi tells us that the Gemara here is meshubash. Look at Rashi there of Ashi Amar. Rashi's hagirsa meshubeshet besvarim. See that Rashi there?
Yeah.
The girsa is messed up. Venire be'enai says Rashi in humility. This is how you're going to read the Gemara. Rav Ashi says as follows. Rav Ashi Amar, Mayim Kol Shehu Tnan. When we're saying Mayim, it's not Mayim, it's Mayim Kol Shehu. A little bit of water got mixed up. Va'ein Bila, and there's no Bila, Yazeh Shtei Hazaot. And now look at Rashi. Usfira Rav Ashi, Haza'a Ein Tzricha Shiur. So first, Rav Ashi is Cholek on Resh Lakish and Rava with regard to Bila. They both say there is Bila, he says there isn't Bila. Then Resh Lakish says that there is a shiur. Rava says ain shiur. Rav Ashi agrees with Rava that ain shiur. Karava, Rashi says, yeah. Umihu. So now, what's the second hazaa for? Remember, Rava was of the opinion, right? What did Rava say? There was a knas. Umihu knase lately. He doesn't hold of a knas. Resh Lakish is not a knas. Rav Ashi. Hilchach he have a shvila yesh bila, b'chada have a sagile. Would have been good enough because there's no bila. So if he would have thought there was Bila, which he says there isn't Bila, one would have been good enough. Ushtei hazot l'Eliezer mishum deksavar ein Bila. That's why he needs two hazaot, because there's no Bila. Hilchach, I midichad, from one of them, shema ein kan minaksherim klum. Maybe he says there's no Bila. So if I just done one hazaa, maybe it never came from the first one. Aval kimidei tarti, but when I do two, I efshar deleike b'chad minayhu minaksherim. Why? Because it's not a Resh Lakish said it was equal. Right. Rashi says a drop of water inside it. So maybe the first Haza'ah, the drop was the drop. But when I do the second Azar, I've definitely got
the
second one. And there's no shiur, so whatever I want is very good. Okay? So we understand the three shittas. Now, the Gemara says like this. Meitive. We've got a kashi here. The first kashi is on Reish Lakish, and then we hit Rav Ashi the rest of the shiur. So the first kashi here from a brighter, is it a brighter or a mishnah? Now I'm nervous to always say brighter. Is it a brighter? Eh? Thank you. Okay, this is, yeah. Chet tet leel ayin hay tosefta de para, right? Tosefta, right? So he says, "Meiti ve Rebbe Omer." We've seen this before. The divrei Rebbe Eliezer hazaa kol shehu metaheret, right? So the Rebbe says, as far as Rebbe Eliezer is concerned, hazaa kol shehu metaheret. But we just said a second ago, right? What do we say? Kondresh lakish leolam yesh bila vahazat shechashir. And now we see the Rebbe saying, "Rebbe, this says, do I need a shiur? Rather, haza kol shehu mitaheret, haza ein shiur hashiur, v'haza mechza kashu mechza pasu." So that seems to be a kashu on Reish Lakish, right? And the Gemara doesn't seem to answer it. There's no answer whatsoever. V'od, and furthermore, right? And now it's quite strange because the Gemara says va'od, which means and more. You know, maybe at the end of the day, you know, maybe tomorrow's daf or from somehow tomorrow, we'll see an answer to Reish Lakish. Because in today's daf, we haven't got an answer to Reish Lakish. In today's daf, the Gemara says va'od. Anybody see where the Gemara goes back and answers Reish Lakish? You know what? Maybe we'll see it later on. Just remember, okay? Remember that we've got a chov over here, that we haven't got an answer on the kasha to Reish Lakish. What? I remember. Okay. I was lying on you, David. All right. Okay. So now, V'od, right? Look at Rashi over here. Rashi says, V'od, Tanya, right? Tiyuvta, L'Rav Ashi, right? We've got a Tiyuvta here to Rav Ashi, right? The Amar, Taime, the Bai, Tarti, right? Rashi said, why do we need two? Mishum, the Ein Bilahu, because it isn't Bila. Okay, and then we said that maybe there isn't Bila, and also isn't a Shiur, but it was a Kol Shehu, and maybe the first Haza'a never gave us the Haza'a from the Mekudashin. Shvila Rabbi Eliezer, Itlai Bila. Right? Says, Hashma Inan Mihenach Tarta Matnai, to the time of Rabbi Eliezer Karava, who Bechal Nami Mitkasher, Alma Knasahu. Right? That was all the answer. According to Rabbi Ashi, what are we going to say? Let's look at back in the Gemara. For Tanya, Hanitanin Lamala. You got a bright, it says it's in the mala, shlit avu b'nit in the mata. If the bloods which were meant to be done on the top of the Chut HaSikra were mixed up with the blood at the bottom of the Chut HaSikra, Rabbi Lezer Omer, yiten lemala, v'hatachtonim alulo. Right? And the bottom ones, alulo. What does it mean alulo? He was Yotze. Look at Rashi there, the very first wide lines of Rashi, last one of Rashi. Kasal kedatach. See that again, Rashi says, kasal kedatach. That's what we thought. What do we think? That dam chatak b'dam ola, if a dam chat and ola were mixed up, and each we know one goes on the top, one goes on the bottom, yiten lemal lahachshir chatat. First to the chatat, we're animal here, right? And Rashi adds in again the mitzvah lahaktim elyonim, because first to the first, the upper ones, right? The tachtonim before the bottom ones. Kedam lekam berekratadi, right? Veroeh ani the tachtonim lemal kiloeh ma'im. Rashi vechal mas. We saw that already. That was from our mishnah which we brought that earlier on, and then we said v'hatachtonim alulo. Look at Rashi. Kesheyachzor veyiten shirayim lemate leshem shirayim. When you put the blood of the chatat in the chut into the yisod, alulo vaaf lematan dam ola. Now, if we're saying according to Rav Ashi, the Rav Eliezer says what? Yesh bila or ain bila? Rav Ashi says ain bila. Remember Rav Ashi? Rav Ashi said. We're discussing Rav Ashi here. This is V'od, Tanya. This is a Kashi against Rav Ashi. We brought this brighter, right? And the brighter says that if you had the bloods mixed up, you did it above, you did it below, and you yotze in the blood below. Now, how can you be yotze in the blood below if it isn't Bila?
They have to be mixed up.
Have to be mixed up, because maybe it's all that's at the above bloods you're putting it below. This is a Kashi Rav Ashi, right? According to Rabbi Eliezer. V'yamart ein bila amai alulo. If you hear straightforward, the Gemara says, if it isn't bila, Dilma keyahiv elyonim lemata, v'atachtonim lemala. Right? How can it be? If you say it isn't Bila, maybe the bottom blood you did upstairs and the top blood you did downstairs, because they aren't mixed up, they're separate. So Gemara says, no, don't get so excited. Hachad Mayaskin, what are we talking about over here? Kagon de Ikka Ruba Elyonim. This is the case. Why did this brighter say you yotze? Because in the mix, there's more blood of a chatat than of an ola, animals. Right? There's more chatat of ola than thing. And what did you do? Kayahiv lemala, when you did your matan lemala, you made sure to give shiur tachtonim va'od, a bit more. You knew that there was, let's say, when before it got mixed up, there was this much blood of chatat, and there was this much blood of ola. Okay? So there was more blood of a chatat than ola, and now they got mixed up into one cup. You gave more than that when you did the blood on the top. So you're sure that if you did more than that, that at least whatever blood was an ola blood, you gave more, there's definitely some chatat blood included in the mixture. With me?
Yeah.
That's what happens. Right? So the Gemara, so therefore we're sure that we were yotze at least with a bit of the top blood. At least a bit of the ola blood was used. Because if we used up more than what the chatat of the, sorry, a bit of the chatat blood was used. If we did more than what the ola blood was in the cup, we definitely got a bit of the ola. You with me? Michael?
Okay.
Clear? Okay. So the Gemara says, wait a second. But didn't we just say, ha tachtonim alulo ketani? We said, but the tachtonim also alulo. Now, wait a second. If you used all that blood upstairs with a little bit of the ola blood, then when you poured the blood down beneath into the shirayim, what was left over? Only chatat blood. So how could it be yotzei for the ola? You with me? Let's go through this again. Okay.
Yeah.
Give me a cup over here. Let's do like this. Okay, you see that cup over there? In my right hand, this is ola blood. And ola blood is over half a cup. And chatat blood is a little bit of a cup, right? Now, so remember that's chatat blood, right? Just that much. Now they got mixed up into one cup. So I know that that much blood over there is chatat blood. It's other way around. Let's say it's ola blood. Sorry, other way around. The chatat is more than the ola. So that is chatat ola blood, and all that is chatat blood. Now, when I went to the top of the Mizbayach, and I did my Hazah, remember, that was the amount of ola blood I had to begin with, but I did that much. Or I did that much even. So I definitely used up the amount that there was to begin with of ola blood. Right? It's gone. So I definitely gave at least out of this cup, had to have come a bit of chatat blood, because if let's assume that the first pour was all ola blood, there was only that much ola blood to begin with. So the fact that I've now poured that, there's definitely in this mixture at least some chatat blood as well. Correct?
Okay.
Let's go through it one more time. The ola. The ola is the smaller amount. And the ola is meant to be done at the bottom of the chutah sekra. And the chatat is the most amount. Now, when I mixed it up, it's clear, right? I used that. So there's definitely all the ola blood is gone. And put it this way, even if it isn't all gone, there's at least some chatat blood in this cup. Right. Because there's more blood. There has to be, because there's more than there was ola blood. But now, on the assumption that all the ola blood was used up here and some chatat blood, what's left in this cup? So only chatat blood.
There's nothing left for the ola.
Nothing left for the ola. And now when I pour this at the bottom, how can I be yotze for the ola? All the ola blood was gone at the top. There's only chatat blood now. And I said I'm yotze for the chatat, for the ola as well. That's the question, right?
Well,
if it's 50-50, that's a yoyos. No, sir. It's a 50-50, which is lakish. This is a kashya on Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi said, ain bila. Mm-hmm. Right? Remember, that's the kashya Rav Ashi said, ain bila. So if there's no bila, then we're in trouble. Right? Because on the subject there was no bila, and it's almost impossible as it is, but let's say that all the ola blood came out, because there's no bila, it's not mixed up. So let's say the bila blood floated to the top, the ola blood, and that went out first, and chatat blood, the ola blood's all gone, so there's no ola blood left in this cup anymore because of ein bila. So that's a gross question. Hatachtonim alulo ketani. So he says, no, you got it wrong. When we said alulo, we didn't mean alulo l'shem ola, we meant alulo l'shem shirayim for chatat. Okay, so we haven't got a problem anymore. Ola was in the picture. So Rashi managed to wangle his way out of that one. Okay? Now, the Gemara starts again.
You're saying it's not valid. The Ola is not valid.
The Ola is not valid. When we said Alulo, mm-hmm. we meant Alulo Chatat mm-hmm. Shiraim. Right? Do you want to see? Look at Rashi quickly. Alulo Shem Shiraim. Demai Atachrim Alulo. Ka'amal Shem Shiraim. You see that Rashi there? It's like 6 lines before it gets wide. Right? The Chatat Ka'amar. He tzrichin ishafech liyosod. The chatat had to be done in this yisod. The kaivan deruba elyonim kinatan lemala kishu tachonim votz that I used upstairs at least the ola plus right the ikem idam chatat lemala ulamata now the chatat blood gets used the top and the bottom afilu kol hanitan lemala mina elyonimu akati pashle mina lemata even if I used up blood at the top there's still left over some blood to be put at the bottom aval I love ruba elyonim. But if the majority of the blood wasn't chatat blood, which meant to go on the top, kaivan de yav lemala shiur tachtonim v'od k'del hach shiur chatat tu lo metaruz la tachtonim. Everything we just said up until now. Okay. Next kashi. Now we start again on Ravashi. Toshma, another kashi on Ravashi. Natan lemata v'lo nimlach. Right? So if he, natan lemata, he did the blood at the bottom, v'lo nimlach, never asked anybody's permission, right? Remember that? Below Nimlach. Rabbi Lezer Omer Yachzor Veyitain Lamala. Okay, this is the other, this is the end of this brighter. But remember, we learned in our Mishnah the other way around. In our Mishnah, we learned that if he first did it at the top and never asked anybody, then goes and does it at the bottom. Remember? And then Veyachzor. Remember the our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said, remember our Mishnah? Our Mishnah on Amud Aleph, I'm a bit of yesterday's stuff. It said over there, Rabbi Lezer Yitain Lamala. So this is exactly the other way around now. If you first did the other way around, if you did it at the bottom and you never asked anything and you went, then he would say again, right? So he says over here, you got the blood mixed up. You first went and did the tachtonim, even though it was wrong, right? Why was it wrong? Because we learned that what's the mitzvah? To always start above. Look at the Rashi there quickly. Natan lemala velo nimla. Hold on, let's find the Rashi. Natan lemata. Yeah, the fourth wide lines of Rashi. Natan lemata velo nimlach. Look what Rashi says. Dei nimlach. Rabbi Yezer, how about Natan lemala? If he had asked, Rabbi Yezer would have said to him, "What? Don't start at the bottom. Start at the top. Why? The mitzvah hakdim edon etachtonim beperikolatali." So in other words, if he had asked the questions, Rabbi Lezer would have said, listen, my boy, start at the top and then carry on. And Chacham would have said, what? Throw it away. Are you with me?
Yeah.
So we talk about a case where he never asked any questions of Koi.
Who is he asking? Is this like a team of rabbis in the corner or a Kohen?
Let's say it's a rookie Kohen, and it's his first day on the job that he's now qualified. He just got his sikkah. He's done the first course. And now he's going to go and ask a more superior Kohen. He says, I'm mixed up here. What do I do? So one of the experienced Kohen would say, you know what? You mixed them up. Let's say we pass Noch like Rabbi Eliezer, start at the top. Let's say chuck it away. But he never asked anybody. He went and he started the process. So now he's in the middle of the process. And now the senior Kohen said to him, don't worry. We can rely on Rabbi Eliezer or Chachamim and carry on and do whatever you've got to do. That's the idea of here, huh? So Nimlach, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, what would Rabbi Eliezer say if he never asked any questions? Yachzor v'yiten lemala. So you've done it at the bottom. Now go to the top and carry on. Right? And look at Rashi here, in the middle of Rashi. Ushnehem kesheirim. And they're both kosher. Right? So now again, v'atachtonim alulo. How could it be? Kohen gabila. According to Rabbi Ashi. This is a kasher of Ashi. How could they both be kosher? Doesn't make sense. The Gemara says, the hachinami, so to hear, beruve elyonim, v'kiyav lemale shiur tachtonim v'od. So he says, no, it's exactly, obviously we just spoke about this previously, that the beruve elyonim, there was more chatat, v'kiyav lemale, and when he did do the top portion, right, it says, yachzo v'iten lemale. So he says, he started at the bottom, but he had more of the chatat blood in it, and when he went back up and did it on the top, he did more than the shiur of the ola. Okay? And therefore was Yotze. What does it mean? He says, no, again, he had the Shem Shiraim. The same idea. Even though it's done in the reverse order, it was only Yotzei for Shiraim because really all the blood was given to the top. Okay. Third cast, Shavrama, again, Shavashi. Toshma. Netanan lemala velo nimlach. Right? So here again, he never asked any questions. He first started doing the blood up lemala, velo nimlach. What do we say? Eilu ve'eilu modim. Both Eilu ve'eilu, meaning here, yeah, we understand, meaning both Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim would agree what? Sheyachzor ve'yitain lemata. He must redo the avodah lemata. Ve'eilu ve'eilu alulo. This is a big one. Both Chachamim Rabbi Eliezer say, go do the avodah lemata. And both Chachamim Rabbi Eliezer both agree that both the avodah lemata and the avodah lemata is yotzei on. Now how can it be yotzei on the first avodah he did lemala? We did lamata. Maybe if the bloods aren't mixed up, there's no babila. With me? Right? So Gemara says, Hachinami beruba elyonim ukayav lamala shiru tachtonim va'od. That's why. Because the same idea, he had more blood of chatat in the cup than ola, and when he gave the blood on the top, he did more than the shiru of the ola, so he definitely had some chatat blood in the top. Then read it up at the bottom. It was all together. Gemara says, wait a second. Abal ha, elu ve'elu alulo ketani. It says that both the chatat and the ola alulo. Right, so look at the answer that he gives over here. Mi katani eilu ve'eilu modim. Does it say that the chachami modim? No. It just says eilu ve'eilu alulo katani. That it was alulo. What does that mean? Seifa atan rabbanan. We're now talking because rabbanan. Da amre yesh bila. Remember we said Rabbi Yezis. Our whole discussion over here. Rashi says Rabbi Yezis says ain bila. Ah, the chachami me got bila. So the end of the Sefer now, according to Rabashi, we're answering saying that's talking about Rabbanan, not according to Eilu v'Eilu. He's not Rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer, it's Rabbanan saying both those, the Mali and the Mata. So he changes the whole Lashon of the Braita. It's a hell of a tricky one to get around. I'll agree with that, right? The Gemara hits it again, fourth one. Toshma, another Kashon Rabashi. Hanitanin b'matana achat. Shit arub nitanin b'matana achat. That's our Mishnah, right? That if you've got blood from like a Bechor, which is mixed up with a maaser, right? Yinatnu b'manata achat. Give one matana. And we remember, we said in the Mishnah, that if you've got a bechor and a maaser, each one needs one matana. Do a clap from one matana, and you yotzei. Now, if you're going to tell me there's no bila, yinatnu b'manata achat, how can one matana help you? Deal me mihai kiyahiv mihai lo kahiv. Maybe you only gave from the Bechor, not from the Master, only from the Master of the Bechor, and we need to be Yotzei for both of them. You with me?
Yep.
Clear, right? So he says, no. Kagon shnitarvu achat pa'achat. Here he quickly chooses Rav Resh Lakish's answer. No, talking about a case where they were equally mixed up, they were equally thing, right? Right? So, ba'achat pa'achat. Look at Rashi down at the bottom there. Achat pa'achat. Shur matana mizeh v'shur mizeh. So he says, no. When I said achat pa'achat, I didn't mean only one matana. I meant one matana for Bechor and one matana for Maser. And definitely they're mixed up equally. It was each one equal cups. And you're definitely going to now get a bit of each when you come out of the thing. Okay, let's end up over here.